Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome back to Super Mega Cast. This is the third episode, and boy, do we have some stuff to talk about tonight.
Yes, and as you know, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Matt.
And we're...
Super Mega.
Ugh. Wow. Imagine if we had an intro like that.
It's like,
hi, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Matt.
We like to play video games. We're just straight up nerds.
We're gamers.
Yep.
Okay, guys, so in this episode of Super Mega Cast, we thought of a little interesting topic. So Ryan and I were talking earlier, and it came to our knowledge that...
That we're fucking stupid.
Yes, when it comes... well put. When it comes to, you know, history and science, we don't know that much. So we thought, like, what if we took, you know, big, like, historical moments and scientific things, and we tried to explain, like, them the best that we could to our knowledge.
Mm-hmm. And you got a list, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I made a little list in my notebook. Okay, so basically, Ryan, I'm going to bring up a topic, like a famous historical event. We'll move on to science stuff later in the podcast, but we're going to start with history. It's going to be history class, okay?
Okay.
So, like, stuff that we learned about in school, like just big historical moments. Mm-hmm. And then I want you and I, we're both going to say, like, what we think this event was. Like, what we remember about it and how we think it went down. Tell me, like, legitimately, like, how you think it happened or what it was.
And if I can't think of something, try to logically come up with something based on the name and context clues and stuff.
All right. The first one is everyone's favorite, Pearl Harbor.
Okay. Pearl Harbor.
Like, why was Pearl Harbor attacked and like, what happened?
The Japanese got mad at us for some reason. I think it's because, like, I think, didn't the U.S., they're like, oh, we're not taking allies, and all of a sudden we were, like, kind of under the table just helping people, and countries didn't like that.
Japan
was like, no, no, no. And so they came over and wrecked our shit up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Pearl Harbor was just a little
Well,
thing.
Compared to what we did to them.
Yeah. But, like, I love how people, like, what pissed me off was when the Japanese tsunami happened. Like, people on Facebook were like, that's what you get for Pearl Harbor. I'm like, no!
People said that?
Yeah, no, I legitimately saw that, like, compilations.
I don't think that's payback. I think the two fucking, like, nuclear warheads that we dropped onto their land.
But the thing was, so I thought that, like, Pearl Harbor got attacked because, like, we said, like, nope, we're staying out of this one. We don't want to be in this war.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then,
but then we were, like, helping people, like, kind of, like, you know, helping them out
a
little
bit. Yeah, and that pissed off Japan.
Providing support.
So they were like, hey, guys, take this.
So you and I kind of come to an agreement of that's what we think.
It was a lot of stuff. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff.
So Ryan, one of the most important
correct
men
us in the comment section below.
Please, please, please show us your smarts. Ryan, one of the most famous men in history was a little man known by the name of Napoleon.
Yeah.
What do you know about Napoleon?
This is Bonaparte, right?
No, Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah. What did he do? Like, why? Who was he?
Okay. He wasn't short. He was average height.
Yeah. That was actually made up by his
enemies.
Enemies, right?
Like and it still sticks. Like you see on the Fairly Odd Parents, he's a short man. So, anyways, Napoleon. He's a general of an army, of a French army.
Yeah, French.
And he just was famous because he led the battle in a lot of famous places, and he was an asshole. He's famous for being a dick.
Yeah, I know that. He was famous for being a dick. And he...
This is... God, if only he could hear what people in the future... Like, what we think of
like,
him.
Imagine...
I'm sure he'd cry because he cares about what we think.
He's listening to this podcast, and he's like, oh, sacre bleu. And then he cries. But... I actually read a really gross fact about Napoleon, which I almost don't want to say because it's disgusting.
What is it?
Okay, I might be wrong on this, but I read this somewhere. It might just be some bullshit fact, but I read that Napoleon loved pussy stank so much that he would write letters, like there were documented letters to his wife that he would like tell her not to bathe while he was out at war for like 3 months so he could get home and just like bury his face in it.
Oh, I thought so. She didn't like send him her underwear or anything.
No, he just waited until like, he got home and just.
Could you imagine
dumpster diving?
Could you please send your undergarments, your dirty, soiled undergarments, to the battlefield, my love? I need a push.
Imagine him like riding his horse with those on his head, just like yes. Oh. No, but Napoleon, I know that he was French and he lost at the Battle of Waterloo because. Was that in Russia?
I guess.
Well, he lost in Russia, or he lost.
What happened after that? Did he get it?
He got exiled, didn't he?
Yeah, I thought for some reason island? I thought he was like yeah, exiled onto an island or some shit. At first, I thought I was like mixing that up with like Oedipus's story for some reason. Those two were clashing because, you know, he blinded himself and he's not a real person, but
yeah, no, he wasn't a real person, but
Napoleon was a real person.
Yeah, Napoleon, but he got banished to like an island, didn't he?
That's what I think. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I was thinking it, then you said it, so it must be true.
It must be
both,
true. And also,
if it both clicked in our minds,
I don't know if I might have said this.
If it clicked in both of our minds.
I think I said this on the last podcast, but Hitler thought he was the reincarnate version of Napoleon, who thought he was the reincarnate of Julius Caesar.
I couldn't find information about that. I saw, like, I looked it up just to check your facts, and I looked up, like, they idolized each other in that way, but...
Really?
They idolized each other in the same way that you're talking, except they didn't... I don't think they thought they were, reincarnated.
Wow, I'm totally wrong.
I don't know. I don't take my Google search as fact.
My history teacher told me that in high school, so he must have been fucking lying. Now speaking of French
stuff... Oh, well, my history teacher in high school said... This is what he thought about evolution. He said, okay, so we're like 98%, you know, connect... Or 97 whatever percent connected to a monkey or whatever, you know, that DNA, whatever... You know, clouds are 97% water, and watermelons are 97% water. Do I believe that watermelons came from clouds? No. What?
I mean, he's got a point.
This is like fucking South Carolina school system summed up, wrapped in a big, beautiful bow.
This whole podcast is South Carolina school system because it's showing that we don't know shit about history. And just wait until we get into fucking science. Okay, while we're on the topic of Frenchmen, Ryan, tell me, what is the Treaty of Versailles?
is that something French? The Treaty of Versailles.
Dude, I don't know what the Treaty of Versailles is.
The Treaty of Versailles. Okay, treaty means that there was some conflict going on. So there's a Treaty of Versailles. So I'm going to say it was about a classist thing because I think that was big in
No, I think the Treaty of Versailles had to do with isn't that what ended World War One? What like stopped all the fighting?
Oh, maybe.
And then Hitler broke it, and that's what started World War Two, right?
What started World War Two? Wasn't that the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand? That was one.
World War One.
Yeah, World War One. You're right. What started World War Two was the German submarines, right?
Like, I don't
not
know.
Going where they.
I thought that Hitler was breaking the Treaty of Versailles, and they're like, mm-mm-mm, that's no good, Hitler. So then they went in and were like,
yeah. Who? We did that? Who came in and went?
We did.
We did. We didn't come. Just like I thought in both World Wars, we didn't really come in until the end.
Yeah, we
like with the whole Normandy, like storming the beach of Normandy. That was like at the
we
end.
Didn't,
that was at the latter
did,
part.
Didn't
of the
we
war.
Not do that? Like we didn't do it to save the people of the Holocaust.
Well, we didn't know that the Holocaust was happening when we stormed the beach. When we stormed the beaches,
oh.
I thought. I thought we just came across them and were like, oh shit, this is worse than we thought. Oh no,
oh, no. Dude. When it comes to when it fucking like. Comes to school stuff, all the high schoolers and middle schoolers listening to this, do you guys realize that everything you learn means jack shit? Because we're adults
now. We're doing fine.
And we don't know any of this shit. So.
And there's no reason to know too much. I mean, honestly, like, it's not really affecting my life that I don't know most of this.
Ryan, if you don't know the past, history will repeat itself. Duh. You'll turn into Hitler. Wait. So on the subject of Germany, the next thing.
Okay.
What was the whole deal with, like, the Berlin Wall and, like, East and West Germany? Like, why was it – why? Which one was the communist one, East or West?
West sounds pretty bad. Yeah.
It sounds pretty bad?
Yeah, West. West is something about West.
Okay. Why was there a wall around it?
To separate the communist side from the non-communist side.
Okay, which Germany was communist?
West.
West
and East Germany.
Your search, which Germany was communist, did not match any... Nothing came up on Google. What the fuck? Dude, Google be tripping.
Type in Berlin Wall, question mark.
Seth Rogen left. Okay, the Berlin Wall was... Fuck. Mr. Gorbachev, tear this wall down. Dude, this was all the way in the fucking 80s. Dude, for some reason I thought that this was like in the 40s.
No.
What?
Yeah.
East Germany, dude. East Germany was the communist one.
Yeah, exactly. That.
You said that West Germany...
No, I just said West sounded bad.
Wait, hold on. East... The German Democratic... No, never mind. I think West...
See, I was right.
No. The Berlin Wall only was around Berlin. It wasn't around...
I was right.
Okay, well, I know nothing about... It was part of the Eastern Bloc or some shit. I'm just throwing in vocabulary words. I don't know what they mean. I just know... Dude... Why? Okay. All right, Ryan, I got another one for you.
Okay.
The Vietnam War, dude. Why did we invade Vietnam?
Because there...
Like, what was the point of the Vietnam War? One of the biggest failures in American...
I thought we were just going there to fucking help out. Like, we
to help
do.
Out? Who are we helping out? Why were we...
I don't know. We just help out. We just go and help people.
We napalmed the shit out of Vietnam. We did, like, why
we
did...
wanted to help their citizens because they're... I don't know.
Against who? Who are we helping them from?
Themselves?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There was North and South Vietnam. Which one was the communist one?
The North one.
Yes.
Like the Koreas.
The Viet Cong. Yes, exactly. So, but like, Ryan, tell me, how did the whole Vietnam War go down? What do you know about it?
Well, the only, like, major thing I know about it is that we sent, like, African Americans in, like, first.
Really? I didn't know that.
Like, I think that's what happened. Like, we got a bunch of African American soldiers, and like we would put them on the front lines.
That's kind of shitty.
I mean,
it's America, so I guess.
I mean, if you look at our record, we don't really have a good clean line of justice.
Oh, dude, and that makes sense why during that time period the Black Panther Party was so like outraged with the Vietnam War.
Because
remember, like that was like the peak of all their protests and stuff.
I really think that like that's all I know about Vietnam, other than like holy shit, fucking mustard gas.
Yeah, and also carpet bombing.
Oh, yeah, the Vietnamese were really good at like just fucking hiding and coming at like going like playing pop up peekaboo.
Pop up peekaboo. Just peekaboo, pop pop pop, and they go back down and they just killed somebody. But the thing
they
is
they were very like not innovative, but
they were brutal.
Yeah.
Dude, the Viet Cong were fucking brutal.
Like they didn't give a shit.
You know,
they used children, didn't they?
Yeah, and one of the traps they would do is they would get bamboo shoots, and then they would put like shit on them.
Mm-hmm.
So then soldiers would step on them, and then the shit would get into their bloodstream, and then they would get like gangrene or something like that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and also something about Vietnam is I forgot what I was saying, so never mind.
Were you about to say that the Vietnamese would give them apples, and then the U.S. Army would bite into them, and they put razor blades in the apples?
I thought you were going to say they put, like, sleeping potion in the apples, and the United States can only be awoken from the kiss of the South Vietnamese. No, but, like, dude, isn't it awesome that we actually won the Vietnam War?
Did they have was there a scare that we wouldn't win?
Wait, Ryan, please tell me you know that we lost the Vietnam War.
I don't know.
You don't know this?
No. All I know is like people are like, I don't like that. I don't like the Vietnam War.
Because we lost. we jumped in and then it was just like a terrible failure. We just fucking lost the Vietnam War.
How?
Because we're idiots.
What the? Like compared to them, like didn't we have so much more?
I know,
technology
and that's
and
why
shit?
That's why it was so embarrassing. And we got desperate and we started just bombing the shit out of civilian towns because it's like there might be some communists in this
Something's
town.
Something's happening here. That's the best thing to come out of the Vietnam War was the music.
They had some good Vietnamese, not Vietnamese music, good Vietnamese war music. Like every Vietnamese war movie uses the same three
I really
songs.
Tried to think, like, how did we fucking lose?
Because it was something that we... Okay, so The Red Scare. Tell me about the Red Scare. Like, why were we so afraid of communism that we felt the need to invade communist countries?
We didn't just feel the need to invade communist countries. We felt the need to fucking, like, imprison people.
And bomb the shit out of them.
No, like, even in the U.S. during the Red Scare, like, even in the film industry and stuff like that.
Yeah, everyone got blacklisted. Yeah. Like, if they accused you of being, even just the slightest inkling of being a communist, you would be blacklisted.
I mean, talking about history repeating itself, it was the witch hunt all over again. You could just, it's almost like claiming your neighbor was a communist, and people like, no.
Yeah, any tiny, just the slightest little bit of suspicion, the most ridiculous thing that you could be a communist, you just...
Isn't that weird to think that there was a point in time in the United States of America where we burned women and men and probably some children alike.
For being witches?
For being fucking witches.
They were so fucking stupid.
The dumbest shit I've ever heard.
And
they burned people alive because we thought they were Harry Potter characters. Essentially, he's like, why, they had wands,
Okay, in the Salem witch trials, what made them think that they were witches? Like, what led them to believe that? Like, what proof
the
were
Bible?
They like... No.
The Bible, what? I thought the Bible was a big thing with the Salem witch trials.
Like, I just don't get why.
Or, like, I heard, like, some drug was, like, affected their... I don't know. Heard there was some drug going
on. They were on that good kush.
And alcohol. But anyway, Salem witch trials, they're... Fuck, it's so dumb. It's the stupidest shit.
I can't believe that actually happened. And they killed people. I mean, wouldn't they also, like, take... what
They drown them?
They'd put them in water, and they'd be like, well, if they're a witch, they'll float, and they'll be able to save
themselves. It was pretty much, if they're a witch, they won't die.
And then they always die, and they're like, whoops.
Uh-oh.
All right, guys, see you tomorrow.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, well, you know, you were talking about Korea earlier. Tell me about the Korean War.
Okay, so that's the one we actually helped with.
Okay.
We didn't fuck up like we did in Vietnam. We helped South Korea out a good bit with North Korea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So why were South and North Korea fighting?
Was it because North Korea was like more of like a communist dictatorship type of thing, and like South Korea wanted to like get away from that, wanted to be more independent?
Kind of. I think so. I think that like the whole like Kim dynasty came into play, and I think that actually...
What a joke.
I know. North Korea... There was a point where after the Korean War, North Korea was the powerful one for like 40 years, and South Korea was complete shit. And everyone was poor and hungry, and like everything was like completely just shitty. Mm-hmm. And North Korea was the big powerful one.
Mm-hmm.
And then once South Korea, I think, started working with the U.S. more and getting more industrialized, that's when they started to like overpower North Korea. Now North Korea is this little like...
They're just a toddler.
Absolutely.
They're a toddler with a handgun.
I've heard that
somewhere. I can't remember. That quote's from somewhere.
I love North Korea.
But I relate to it.
I don't love North Korea. I'm very interested in North Korea. I've read a few books about North Korea and watched many documentaries.
Like they're fucking super... prison camps, dude.
Yeah, I've read stuff that says like once North Korea falls, they will like, and people see the true extent of the prison camps, it'll be like worse than the Holocaust.
Really?
I read that somewhere, yeah.
Hmm.
Apparently, like, millions of people have been killed in those prison camps. Like, the survivor tales are terrifying.
Recently, some guy, like, stole, like, a North Korean propaganda poster or something and then was...
Imprisoned, yeah.
Yeah, imprisoned and put to work in a work camp, right?
Yeah, and it's like, dude...
He's crying and shit.
He's like, I'm so sorry! It's like, you know, a lot of people go to North Korea and then get imprisoned, but, like, this guy is just, like, he was kind of asking.
It was dumb. It was dumb. You don't... Like, you go to North Korea...
You follow the fucking rules if you go to North Korea. And also, it's like, okay.
Not to say that he was like, I'm not going to say like, oh, North Korea. I'm never going to say North Korea is in the right.
No.
I'm never going to say like, North Korea, good job, North
when
Korea.
When you go to another country, you don't steal like propaganda
especially
posters.
North Korea. Yeah.
That's the one country you don't fuck
just
around
with. You don't fuck around with big toddler baby men.
Speaking of big toddler baby men.
Yeah.
Tell me a little about, tell me a little bit about our beloved Adolf.
Hitler hated not just Jewish people.
He hated a lot of people.
He hated, like, gypsies, homosexuals, cripples. He was just racist in general and ableist.
Why, though? Why was he racist?
I don't know. I don't know.
Didn't he think that the Jews were, like, secretly, like, plotting against him or something?
I don't know.
He was paranoid.
It's like a big kid on a playground that sees just people and just goes, "Ugh, I don't like them. I'm gonna go mess with them." Because like their brains can't,
he's just a bully.
They can't comprehend like feelings or emotion. Well, no doubt, like Hitler definitely had like mental problems. Like he was whatever. He's definitely psychopathic. He's sociopathic, definitely.
He's
in
just,
my opinion,
just a big loser.
He's just a big baby. Just a big fucking child.
You know what sucks, dude? He fucking ruined that mustache, too, because that was like...
It was a popular stash.
The box mustache. Like, Charlie Chaplin had it and stuff.
Dude, every fucking time I see, like, Charlie Chaplin in a movie or a show or something, like, if he's on Hollywood Boulevard, people will go like, why is he dressed up as Hitler? Like, it's like, that's the fun joke. So, I'm sure Charlie Chaplin is just...
Rolling over in his grave, just, God damn it.
Fucking Hitler.
My image is soiled.
What was, like, do we know Hitler's middle name? Did he have a middle name?
Adolf. He had one testicle. I do know that.
Did, really?
He only had one testicle. And also, was he, no, he wasn't gay. Who was gay?
Abraham, no, he had a Lincoln. Wife. He had a wife. Ava. He painted, but he wasn't, like, I mean, he was all right.
Hitler's middle name, I'm looking this up. His full name was Adolphus Jacob Hitler.
Adolphus.
Adolphus. What a joke.
Oh, my God.
God, dude.
How old was he?
When he died?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was he in his 40s?
The pictures of him, he looks kind of, not like old, but older. Dude, Ryan, let's move into American history, dude. What the fuck is the Civil War?
The Civil War was just North and South, brother versus brother going pew pew.
Yeah, but why?
Something to do with racial problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the big thing that had to do with
slavery?
Yeah, okay. For a second, I was about
to
be
like... No, I mean, that's a given. I mean, the Civil War is definitely linked to slavery.
No! The Civil War didn't have anything to do with slavery. It's heritage, not hate.
But it was, I guess... I mean, I'm trying to think. Was the North's main goal to liberate?
No.
Was that their main... What was their main goal?
I don't know. That was part of it, though, but...
But that wasn't their main...
No.
Like, it wasn't all about freeing the slaves.
I think the South was just being a douchebag, so they're like, let's kill them all. So they did.
No. I can tell you that's not...
Well, what about the Boston Tea Party, dude?
So the Boston Tea Party, it was just... It was... What do you call it? I'm trying to think. It was more of a... What do you call it when people hold up picket signs? There's a word
protest?
For that. Yeah, it was a big protest, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were like, take your tea and enjoy it all salty and gross in the harbor.
They dressed up as Native Americans, right? Or is that a lie?
No, I think they did.
Are you sure? Like,
that's what the history books portray.
I know, but like a lot of shit the history books say,
dude,
and then it's not true. How can I trust it?
Think about how...
We lived in South Carolina. We were just like, yeah, the Civil War, you know, the South fought valiantly, but on the
dude,
lost.
My whole life like, growing up until high school, I thought that like this, like basically we were taught that like the South was in the right in the Civil War. Like we were never taught about slavery. We were never taught about... Like,
I was taught about slavery. That's
no. We were taught about slavery, but we were never taught that it was like... like, we were never taught in the Civil War, like, it was this awful thing, and that's why it was like, oh, man, the South. And everyone's like, yeah, for the South. And then we also never learned that the truth about Columbus, mm-hmm. and we even have a fucking holiday for him. And then, like, the history books leave out so much and put so much in America's favor, like, to make it not sound...
Didn't Christopher Columbus, like, die depressed? No, he died thinking that he still found America or some
shit. Damn it. What? He got it then. You know, he ended it happy. He was an asshole, though. He was a true asshole.
Oh, yeah.
He...
What?
I'm sorry, your voice cracked.
Oh, it just went high a little bit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you hitting puberty?
No. I'm just...
I am.
When I go higher, I'm like, oh.
No.
Well, that was very pubis of you.
Pubis? Is that a word? Pubescent?
I don't know. I think pubis is a word.
Pubis? I'm pretty sure pubis is, like, one of the Latin things for, like, your genitals. Like your mons pubis. I'm pretty sure. No, seriously. I think mons pubis is, like, the scientific term for, like, the mound of vagina mm-hmm. on a woman.
Okay, I got a question for you, Matt.
Lay it on me, dude.
Okay, I'm just curious as to your answer, I guess. How did we evolve from the ocean?
Simple, Ryan, we didn't. Evolution is a lie. It's simply nothing but a theory. And the sooner you accept that, the...
People don't understand how strong a scientific theory is. It's not just, oh, it's a theory, doop-de-doop. No, it's so fucking strong. It's like, it's highly regarded in the scientific community.
I'm shocked that there were still people in 2016 that try to disprove evolution.
It's just like one of those things, like, oh, the sun's hot, evolution's real. Like, it's just a fucking thing.
Please, like, debate us in the comments if evolution is, like, if you think evolution is not real, please let it be known so everyone in the comment section can literally just, like...
There's, like, fossil record. Not just that.
Ryan, but anyone can make up fossil records.
But you look at, like, just the simple things. Like, when you move a species to a different environment, it eventually will adapt. It'll die or adapt. That's how it works.
Can I stop you right there, Ryan?
What?
You know the Earth is only 6,000 years old, right?
Billions and billions of years.
6,000.
To form this 6, molten rock.
6,000 years old, Ryan. The universe is 6,000 years old. Get these stupid ideas out of your fucking head. You know, okay, well, since we're on the topic of evolution, I think this is a good segue into science.
Okay.
Let's talk science, dude.
Okay.
All right. Ryan.
Yeah? I'm ready.
One of the most interesting things about science is space.
Yes.
Yes.
I like going to the Griffith Observatory. It's a great place. You and I should go and, like, go to the planetarium and shit.
Yeah.
Planetarium, sorry.
The Griffith Observatory is right next to the Hollywood sign, and they have all these big telescopes.
It's really cool.
Stethoscopes.
I saw Jupiter, I think?
Yeah, it was Jupiter. Yeah. You told me about it, and I remember. Ryan, what's a black hole?
A black hole, I know it sucks things up, doesn't
good,
it?
Good.
Okay, and...
Just imagine, like, a keynote speech on black holes from Ryan McGee. Like, Professor McGee, here to talk about black holes. Like, a whole group of college students.
I'm looking around nervously, like, sweating from the brow.
Your hands in your pockets. you dab your brow off. A black hole is... It sucks things up.
Gravity doesn't work as well.
How does it... Well, no, it doesn't.
It doesn't
sucks
work.
Gravity.
It sucks gravity.
How does it... Like, how is... Do you know how a black hole is formed?
By some cosmic coincidence?
No, it's stars when they implode on themselves.
Yeah, that sounds like a coincidence.
No,
it's a cosmic coincidence.
Sure, well, it's a cosmic coincidence.
So stars implode.
Yeah, when they suck up, and then, like, all the weight and gravity of the star gets sucked into, like, a single point, and the gravity is so strong that it literally, like, rips time and space. And
can black holes, like... This is gonna sound dumb, I guess. I'm just interested. Can black holes, like, orbit around something? Like, do they move?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, no, they do move.
Okay.
And, you know, it's theorized that at the center of every galaxy is a black hole, and that's what holds galaxies together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's theorized that, like, at the middle of our galaxy is a black hole, and it's slowly sucking everything in.
Didn't someone think, like, was it Einstein? I can't remember who it was. But, like, didn't someone think, like, there was a link between black holes and time travel or some shit like that?
Well, there is, like...
But, like, time travel, like...
Well,
didn't we figure out, like, time travel is not possible?
No, I think it's possible. Because
you'd have to travel faster than the speed of light to go backwards or some shit like that. Well, that was a theory at some point.
Well, time travel...
Not a theory, that was a thought at some point.
If you were to orbit a black hole, be on the edge of a black hole, time would go by way slower. So you could be orbiting a black hole for a month, but on Earth it would be 100 years. So theoretically,
you come back. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Interstellar. Think about
that. Time works differently. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because in Interstellar, they're on the edge. Spoiler alert. They orbit the black hole and they're gone on that planet for 5 minutes and they come back and it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
And that's so weird to think that's
a sad part of the movie.
If we
spoiled it for you.
When he's watching his kids grow up and he's smiling and crying and stuff. That made me tear up. That was sad.
Oh, yeah. I choked up. Definitely.
I was just, he did a good job in that role. You know, say what you will about Matthew McConaughey, but I think he played a very good role.
He started off in some shitty Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie. Or that was one of the first movies he starred in.
Did he drive a Lincoln?
I saw The Lincoln Lawyer. Did you?
No, I'm not talking about The Lincoln Lawyer. I'm talking about the fucking Lincoln commercials he's in.
That's because he's I think he was in those because he was in the movie Lincoln Lawyer, and then Lincoln's we can advertise through this movie in that weird type of way. Or unless it was just some cosmic coincidence.
Dude, look at you. Did you know Abraham Lincoln theorized was gay?
Yeah, because he didn't have this commanding voice. Didn't he have kind of a soft voice?
It sounded just like that.
Hey, as of today, all the slaves are free.
Just imagine when he gives his when he gives his declaration speech about
hey guys, all the slaves are free now.
7 years ago.
Everyone in the audience is just like, what? That dude.
Boy, I'm really enjoying this play.
Mocking a president.
What's he going to do? Come back from the grave and get mad at you?
I'm not really liking what you boys are saying about me. Oh, you boys are pissing me off.
Dude, fucking. And then
he didn't have a deep voice. He actually had a light voice. He had a high-pitched voice. I thought, that's definitely a thing.
Oh, hi, John. Here to see the play?
John's
oh, yeah. Yeah.
he had the voice, too.
And all of a sudden, he's
Mary, what should we do about John behind me? I don't know, Abraham.
I don't know, honey. I don't know, Abraham. Abraham, John's got a gun.
Dude, okay, well, Lincoln's story is fucking depressing. Didn't his son die, at a young age?
I don't know.
One of his sons, I think, died at a young age from a disease.
Well, dude, you know, fuck it. He got on the penny. You know, that should make all up for it. He's on the,
He's on the penny and the $5 bill.
Yeah, and speaking of the dollar bill, they're removing Andrew Jackson from the 20th?
Yeah, and they're putting Harriet Tubman on.
Yeah, Harriet Tubman, dude.
But she was a big, the Underground Railroad.
All right, well, while we're still talking about black holes, let's get back into talking.
What? Did you mean that? Was that an accident?
All right, so let's talk about atoms. Let's talk about molecules and atoms and electrons. How do they work, dude?
Electrons are positively charged.
You sure about that?
Yeah. Negatively charged, because negative is has that reaction where it's
what?
Right? No, and protons are...
Wait, Professor McGee goes upstage to, please explain electrons. Yeah, you know, because they have that... They goes...
Oh, my God.
Dude, everything is made up of these little things. Are they little balls, or are they just, charges? I don't know what they are.
Well... Okay, so an electron has an electric charge of some kind.
Yes, but how do they make everything up? Because here's the thing that's weird to think about. The nucleus of a molecule or an electron or whatever the fuck I'm talking about. You know how they have you know how electrons orbit the nucleus?
Okay.
The distance between the nucleus and the electrons orbiting, it's like two M&Ms on a football field. So think about how far apart that is. So think about how many of those have to be put together, and they're so small that it can, make up solids and shit. Dude, I'm blowing my mind here.
Yeah, and then we destroyed part of a country with some of that shit, with our knowledge area.
Do you think we created anime through that? The bomb, the radiation was what got to people's brains, and they created shit like anime?
I don't know about anime, but it helped create Godzilla.
Which led possibly to cool, weird monsters being made, which led to, like, tentacle porn.
Kaijus? Godzilla wasn't the first kaiju, was he?
Godzilla was a metaphor for...
Well, I know he was a metaphor for Hiroshima.
Like, for the atomic bomb. Yeah. Because it's like, when you fuck with nature, it...
Nature fucks back.
Oh, shit. They're making a new Godzilla movie, didn't they?
Aren't they? Yeah, they made a new one, and now... I think supposedly the rumors are...
Yeah, they're making another one.
They're definitely making another one. It's supposed to be more like, I think, Monster Wars, which means a bunch of monsters are coming in.
Shit, like Mothra. This time.
Yeah, like Mothra and stuff like that. Yeah, that's awesome. Also, there's a new King Kong movie in the works. It's just called Skull Island, I believe. And
ooh.
It has Tom Hiddleston and there's this actor that I like, J.K. Simmons.
Okay.
So that's being made. See, I'm not smart. I don't know a lot about science or history, but I do know my movies.
Thank God you know about like Godzilla and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hear something weird, by the way?
No.
I might have already told you this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it anyway. But like the other day, so you know how there's those tsunami buoys
that
are out at the ocean, the NOAA.
Go up and down.
Yeah. Yeah. So they can detect when tsunamis are out.
Buoys go up and down. Did you know that?
Yes. So basically, like, there's this buoy. You look this up. There's this buoy off the coast of New Jersey that the other day just suddenly dropped, like, 80 feet and then rose, like, 180 feet in, like, 15 seconds, which is, that's like, a massive indicator that there's a tsunami.
A giant sea monster.
Or a fucking giant sea monster. And they don't know what it was because none of the others.
There's got to be a giant sea monster out there in the middle of the ocean somewhere.
Oh,
like, big fucking, like, what do they call them? Something predator. What is it called? Apex predator?
Dude, you know that, deep down in the ocean, like, South Pacific, where no one's ever explored, because we've only explored 2% of the ocean, you know that there's shit down there that's massive and like terrifying, because the killer whales or the really big whales, the ones that dive like miles deep, they come back up with massive scars and sucker marks on them. So it's like,
there's this also one video that I saw where like this great white, like it was being tagged and it was just swimming along, then it just plunged like really down.
It just instantly like something grabbed it and took it
then
down.
The tag came back up or some shit like that.
That's terrifying.
Or like I've seen pictures with like a great white shark with like a giant bite out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Well, they
as I said, I think it's just like an apex predator. Like there's got to be like a really big
thing that we don't know about.
Yeah, or like just a bigger predator shark. Like I don't know. Like,
oh yeah,
that goat. Because
we know more about the surface of Mars than we do about the ocean, which is funny to think about. And they
well, that's weird because like I mean that's cool, even though NASA isn't funded to the extent that it should be.
We should explore the ocean more. You and I should go out there with a little magnifying glass and go swimming and just see what we can find. But they were theorizing that the whole buoy thing, the tsunami buoy, could have been from a meteor hitting the ocean and creating a massive wave.
Oh yeah.
Or they said it could have been a foreign submarine could have snagged the cord and dragged it for a second, and then you know it shot back up, and it could have been like a Russian or North Korean or Chinese submarine, which I feel like that'd be like a bigger security threat.
Oh, if that was true. That would be much bigger if that was true.
It's weird to think, though, that there are like foreign, like Chinese and Russian submarines off the coast. Like when we go swimming, like off the coast, there's fucking submarines for other countries.
Mm-hmm.
But while we're talking about tsunamis, Ryan,
mm-hmm.
we're still talking about science and stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, how do earthquakes and tsunamis and volcanoes work? Enlighten me.
That's all about earthquakes are linked to the tectonic plates like moving and they collide. Isn't that, does, I mean, that's
when the plates shift, that's shift.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, well, the plates are next to each other. Not collide. Sorry. That would mean if they're apart. Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
No, they can collide.
But they're like, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, that's how earthquakes are. That's earthquakes. That's why we can not really predict them as well as we'd like to, but that's like, if we look at the plates and we can see, you know, kind of like how they're moving type of thing. Isn't that how we help predict future earthquakes and shit like that?
Yeah, but it never actually works because...
Well, it doesn't work to the extent, but like they can... They're not... They can't just predict an earthquake and be like, yes, it's going to happen this, but they can be like, ooh, we're, you know, it shows that there's a pattern here and we're likely to have one within this time frame.
Yeah. Dude, tsunamis are terrifying.
Does that work the same way, like with the plate shifting and it just creates...
Well, they've never accurately predicted an earthquake ever because they actually disproved recently.
Well, you can't accurately predict an earthquake.
Well, they try, but they fail a lot because there was there was a recent earthquake in Japan, another big one, and then like they couldn't predict any of the aftershocks or anything. So it was like, I read some article about how it was like a failed system.
Is tsunami the whole plate thing too?
Like tsunamis are okay. So when there's shifting? So basically, like with Earth, with the oceans, there's things called subduction zones, and like it's where the plates slide under each other, and then when they slide, you know, like pressure builds up because it's like pressing against the other one, and eventually it builds up and it snaps, which makes the plate like bump up in the middle of the ocean. And when the plate bumps up, it lifts part of the ocean up, which, as you could think, like, you know, if you put your hand in water and then lift it up, it lifts a bunch of water up. So then all that water gets displaced, and it's like a massive amount of water. So when all that water gets displaced, it just sends a massive ripple out, and that massive ripple is a tsunami. So and it sends a bunch of ripples out, because for the water to like become even again, it ripples a bunch. So then that's why there's multiple tsunami waves. And then it just basically displaces the ocean and throws it towards land. So tsunamis are scary as shit.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
We're technically in a tsunami zone. If there was like a – if Los Angeles had a massive earthquake and it triggered a tsunami, we are in a tsunami zone. But we are far away enough where we live. Our apartment is far away enough from the ocean.
We're only like 12 miles from the coast if you just go diagonally,
I think. But there's a mountain range between us and the coast, I think. Isn't there? Well, we're definitely far away enough where the water wouldn't reach us because, you know, it's like
it would fuck Santa Monica up, definitely.
Oh yeah, and I saw that NASA was predicting that like by the end of 2016, there's like a huge like 99% chance that there's going to be like a massive earthquake in Los Angeles. So if that's
by when?
End of 2016.
Really?
I read that a while back. I don't know how true that is. Because it's one of those things you see on the internet, and it could have just been clickbait. But go look that up if you're curious. If that's true, Ryan, then we should probably do some earthquake preparation. Well, get one of those kits and a radio and stuff.
Well, I hope like I'm not in the parking garage below our building.
Oh, shit. And just – well, this building, our apartment building, is only a few years old, I think. So I think that like when they build these things nowadays, they build them up to code. Like to make sure they're really earthquake.
But that's a lot of weight over like an underground.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, the big problem is that underneath the building, that means it's very hollow because there's like several levels of parking. So if it's very hollow underneath, that means I don't think there's as big of a structure to help it stay maintained as if it was solid ground, right? I feel like it has to at least.
I thought that when they built foundations, like they account for that stuff. So I don't know. I'm not an architect.
Oh, I'm just saying. Like, yeah, they may account for that, but they're like. I don't think they're – I don't know. There may be denying, but if you build something on solid earth opposed to something over a garage where there's different – there's like a hollow area, it's got to be safer to build.
Well, they
it on
build
just... –
they like, you know, when they build like skyscrapers and stuff, they build a massive – like they dig out a big foundation of underground stuff. So I think that like – you know, like all skyscrapers have like big underground levels and stuff. So I think that it's
– Oh, yeah.
I think it's safe because it's like kind of lodged in the ground instead of just sitting on the ground. I don't know. I'm not like an earthquake.
Is that part of why like large skyscrapers like when like demolitions and stuff happen, it looks like the building's just kind of like collapsing just straight down instead of like tipping over and
stuff
like that?
I don't know. I am not a civil engineer, so I have no idea.
Or but... George Bush.
Dude. George Bush, he was the greatest civil engineer and demolitionist of our time.
Oh, wait. Okay, speaking of George Bush, you know his presidency ended, right?
It did?
Yeah. And you know, Jeb Bush, he ended his campaign.
No!
So I think, you know, out of respect for them, this is about the time that we should end this podcast episode.
Let's end the podcast episode, Ryan. You know, it has been an interesting experience.
Can't wait to learn more in the comment section below you to point out everything and search it up in Google and be like, now I know that a response will probably be like, you shouldn't have to search this stuff up in Google. It's just common knowledge.
I can't wait to see all the like little high schoolers that just learned this stuff in the comments be like, actually, literally that. And be like, guys, we don't know a lot about stuff, but maybe, you know, maybe Ryan, maybe we should start learning more. We should probably enroll in like
college,
community college classes around here.
Yeah, so let's actually go do that right now.
Okay, just kidding, because it's America and college is fucking expensive. So we don't want to be put in debt. We're trying to make money, not lose money. All right, guys. So this has been another episode of Super Mega Cast. We hope that you have been enjoying our podcast so far. If not, unsubscribe and dislike the video.
Or, you can also enjoy the other videos. I mean, don't unsubscribe.
No, if you don't like this podcast, go fuck yourself. Unsubscribe.
Don't do that.
Ryan, I'm trying to do something here. Why are you undermining me?
You're trying to throw people away. I want them to stay.
Guys,
please stay.
Guys, I was kidding. You know I love you. If you don't like the podcast, that's okay. We got plenty of other content. You know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
He meant it.
No, wait, Ryan, you're saying the opposite of what I was saying now.
No.
Yes?
No. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. 21. Fucking
memes,
good memes, dude.
I love them.
Love, dude. Vine humor. All right, guys. So thank you again for tuning in. Another new episode next Thursday. And also, the podcast is coming to iTunes very, very soon. The podcast will be releasing every week on Saturday on iTunes. So basically, the podcast will be on YouTube on Thursday. So if you want to listen to it early, go on YouTube, watch it Thursday. But then every Saturday, the podcast episodes will actually drop on iTunes. So you can listen to it anywhere you want, you know, in the grocery store, taking a shit, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or in the shower like me.
Yeah, Ryan likes to watch
I like to take my phone in the shower.
Which is a bit odd, but you've actually got me to start doing it.
Really?
So, yeah, I've been doing that a lot more.
Awesome.
But I dropped it the other day and it got all wet and now it's all messed up.
Well, that's human error.
Yeah, it's human error. All right, guys, so that is the end of this one. We love you so much. Tune in for all our wonderful videos coming every single day. And until next time,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.